It was more a family than an army. But the formalities had to be observed. He saluted. Pickett hopped out of the saddle, ringlets aflutter as he jumped. Longstreet whiffed a pungent odor.
Good Lord, George, what's that smell?
That's me, Pickett said proudly. Ain't it lovely? Armstead dismounted, chuckling. He got it off a dead Frenchman. Evening, Pete.
Woof, Longstreet said. I bet the Frenchman smelled better.
Pickett was offended. I did not either get it off a Frenchman. I bought it in a store in Richmond. He meditated. Did have a French name, now that I think on it. But Sally likes it. This concluded the matter. Pickett glowed and primped, grinning. He was used to kidding and fond of it. Dick Garnett was dismounting slowly. Longstreet caught the look of pain in his eyes. He was favoring a leg. He had that same soft gray look in his face, his eyes. Too tired. Much too tired. Longstreet extended a hand.
How are you, Dick?
Fine, General, just fine. But the hand clasp had no vitality. Lou Armstead was watching with care. Longstreet said easily,
Sorry I had to assign you to old Smelly George. Hope you have a strong stomach.
General, Garnett said formally, gracefully, you must know how much I appreciate the opportunity. There was a second of silence. Garnett had withdrawn the old Stonewall Brigade without orders. Jackson had accused him of cowardice. Now Jackson was dead and Garnett's honor was compromised, and he had not recovered from the stain, and in this company there were many men who would never let him recover. Yet Longstreet knew the quality of the man, and he said slowly, carefully,
Dick, I consider it a damn fine piece of luck for me when you became available for this command.
Garnett took a deep breath, then nodded once quickly, looking past Longstreet into the dark. Lou Armstead draped a casual arm across his shoulders.
Dick's been eating too many cherries. He's got the old soldier's disease.
Garnett smiled weakly.
Sure do. He rubbed his stomach. Got to learn to fight from the squatting position.
Armstead grinned.
I know what's wrong with you. You've been standing downwind of old George. You got to learn to watch them fumes.
A circle had gathered at a respectful distance. One of these was Fremantle, of Her Majesty's Coldstream Guards, wide-hatted, Adams-appled. Pickett was regarding him with curiosity. Longstreet remembered his manners.
Oh, excuse me, Colonel. Allow me to present our George Pickett, our loveliest general. General Pickett, Colonel Fremantle of the Coldstream Guards.
Pickett bowed low in the classic fashion, sweeping the ground with the plumed hat. The fame of your regiment, sir, has preceded you.
General Pickett is our ranking strategist, Longstreet said. We refer all the deeper questions to George.
They do, Pickett admitted, nodding. They do, indeed.
General Pickett's record at West Point is still the talk of the army, Armstead hawed.
It is unbecoming to a soldier all his book learning, Pickett said haughtily.
It ain't gentlemanly, George, Armstead corrected.
Nor that either,
Pickett agreed. He finished last in his class, Longstreet explained. Dead last. Which is quite a feat if you consider his classmates.
The Yankees got all the smart ones, Pickett said placidly, and look where it got them. Fremantle stood grinning vaguely, not quite sure how to take all this. Lou Armstead came forward and bowed slightly, delicately, old courtly low, giving it a touch of elegance. He did not extend a hand, knowing the British custom. He said, Good evening, Colonel. Lou Armstead. The low is short for Lothario.
Let me welcome you to Lee's Miserables.
The Coldstream Guards, weren't you fellas over here in the discussion betwixt us of 1812? I seem to remember my daddy telling me about...
No, it was the Black Watch.
The kilted fellas, that's who it was. Fremantle said. Lee's Miserables?
A joke, Longstreet said patiently. Somebody read Victor Hugo. Believe it or not, I have officers who read, and ever since then we've been Lee's Miserables.
Fremantle was still in the dark. Longstreet said,
Victor Hugo, French writer, novel, Les Miserables.
Fremantle brightened. Then he smiled. Then he chuckled. Oh, that's very good. Oh, I say, that's very good indeed. Oh!